Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Sebastian.
Brandy, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are so excited here in Buffalo to have Family of the Year, a part of the Kerfuffle lineup. We cannot wait to see you on June 16th. And you guys have been to Buffalo before.
We have been to Buffalo, I think, a couple of times.
I didn't get the chance to see you guys live. So I'm really excited to be able to see you at Kerfuffle. And we're right now playing your new single, Hold Me Down, which our listeners, we refer to them as the Alt Family. They're absolutely loving this single. And it sounds so different.
Awesome.
Especially from Hero, what's kind of the inspiration behind Hold Me Down?
Hold Me Down is for us, it's like a really fun song. It kind of came about randomly after a big fun party. The next morning, sort of, I think that Joe was feeling a little bit like he wanted something more permanent, something more meaningful. And at the same time, he and a friend were jamming out on this like weird synthesizer with these crazy bass lines. And they started recording the song, and then lyrically it just came right out. And it seemed kind of random at the time and not like it would be on the album. It was just kind of a fun song idea. And then before we knew it, when we were cutting the album, they were just kind of like our producer and our whole team were kind of like, hey, what about that idea, that Hold Me Down idea? We like that. Let's explore that. And then it just kind of turned into this whole thing that we've all been listening to. It's just, we love it.
Yeah, it's such a good song. And that brings me to talk about your new album, Goodbye Sunshine, Hello Nighttime. With this album, you as a band, you kind of came back like re-energized. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. It kind of like a turning point, this album for you guys. And how is this album different from your previous work?
Yeah, this is definitely a turning point. I mean, I think that, you know, I think that we're a little bit older, we're a little more experienced, and we needed to take a little bit of time off to sort of, I think, gather ourselves after several years of really hard touring, and then an album that we put out that really wasn't widely received, or, you know, we kind of felt like we had failed in some way. And so we took a little bit of time off, and then we ended up sort of like holed up on a mountainside in this cabin away from everybody trying to write a new album. And we wanted to make something really powerful and important. And at first, we kind of hit a wall, because I don't think we knew what we were going to do creatively. And I think we were partying a little bit too much and we were distracted. And so we kind of scrapped that like isolationist idea, went back to the city, and then kind of like put sort of like the past behind us. We all kind of like, I think we had to have some heart to heart and some personal sort of growth. And then we kind of came together in a more honest, vulnerable space. And then that's when the creativity really kind of took off for this album.
Well, that's really interesting how a sound could be for an album, like you talk about, maybe trying that seclusion route and then realizing, no, that's not really going to work, you know?
It's like The Shining.
Right? Yeah. And we all know how that ended. So I'm glad you didn't go that way. But you did work with producer Greg Wells, who has worked with 21 Pilots and Adele and Dua Lipa. So what was it like working with him on this new album?
It was amazing. Greg is a wonderful human. Wonderful to be around. He's got a great energy. He's very funny. He's very sort of self-deprecating, but it comes from obviously like a place of confidence. But he's very like charming and very relaxed. And so the environment in the studio is very much like you feel very comfortable being yourself. And I think he really does a really good job of sort of getting good stuff out of the artists he works with. You know, there's no pretension. There's no agenda. It's really just how can we collaborate to do this song idea justice. And he'd be the first person to say, oh, I didn't do anything. I just got out of the way. And he's in some sense like that's kind of true, but it's really not true. You know, he sort of was this sort of magical catalyst where he just kind of sprinkled it with his own sort of touch and his own attitude, which is just it's it was such a fun experience.
Yeah, that's so important because Family of the Year, I mean, you guys have such a great storytelling quality and this like folk-like sound. And,
thanks.
You know, it's so important to have a producer that kind of just fosters that without like telling you how to do, you know, what you do.
Exactly.
And I'm interested to know, you know, like that storytelling quality, you know, who are some of the artists that have influenced you guys as a band?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, collectively, we have all sorts of, there's all sorts of influences. I know that my brother Joe and I, you know, since we grew up together, I kind of can track both of our influences more accurately. You know, we grew up listening to a lot of the Beatles and Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, bands like that, like classic bands, the Beach Boys, that really kind of created like a clear, distinct mood and really sort of were theatrical and painted these beautiful, vivid stories and emotions. They really conveyed emotions quite well. I think that my brother, who writes most of the songs, is quite good at sort of capturing emotions simply. Putting it simply is very difficult to do, and I think my brother's pretty good at that.
Agreed.
I think that there was also just quite a bit of Britpop involved, too, because we spent some of our childhood living in Wales, and our older sister kind of turned us on to a lot of like really fun Britpop, you know, Blur, Oasis, Pulp, Supergrass, that kind of stuff. So I think there's like this crazy mixture of influences.
That's a great combo for some musical fusion happening right there.
Yeah.
Now, I know you said earlier how you guys are trying to tame down the partying side of the band, but are you guys ready to party with us at Kerfuffle on June 16th?
We've been looking forward to it. It's been circled on our calendar for a couple of months now. We're counting down.
Could you tell our listeners, the Alt Family, what they can kind of expect to experience or what they should be prepared for when Family of the Year takes the stage?
Oh, man. You know, we're going to be so grateful to be there. We're going to be so happy to see all of you. And we're just going to try to get real with you. And just we're going to have a really good time. We're going to play our music and just try to connect.
That won't be a problem at all because the Alt Family cannot wait to see Family of the Year. We're so excited to have you here. And I want to thank you, Sebastian, for taking the time out to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. We can't wait to be there. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.